It's happening. The husband is starting to talk like me. He comes in on Thursday afternoon to wake me up and says, "Happy almost Friday." Hey, that's my line. Don't steal my line. Jay's allowed to use that line. I don't know if you're allowed to use that line. I'm not sure you've earned it yet, Hubs. But you know what? I'll share. I'll be generous. Happy almost Friday. And then later in the evening, it's almost your Friday. Again, what's with the copying? Stop imitating me. Those are my lines. Either way, if they give you joy, I hope that they come out of your mouth a bunch in the next few hours and then on into tomorrow, because it is almost Friday. And even more than that, it's one of my favorite weekends of the entire year. Definitely my favorite weekend of the football season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for hanging out with us. These next 4 hours, we will usher in the weekend. Not only do we have the latest from the coaching carousel, which actually isn't spinning so furiously at this moment, we don't have a lot of new news. We have some old news. We have some coaches talking about the old news. We have speculation. Well, who doesn't want speculation? And we wait. We've got an invitation on this Friday Eve to wait. Now, we generally know the NFL frowns on any breaking news taking place while games are going on. So they don't want news to be usurping talk or usurping the stage, the spotlight from the actual game. So it's generally quiet on the weekends, on playoff weekends. You don't hear a lot about hires or fires because the league wants the attention to be on the games themselves and not on, hey, this guy got hired, Bill Belichick has a new job, Mike Vrabel's going here, ya la 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 la. But there's still interviews going on throughout these next few hours on into Friday. Some of the more popular candidates, well, they're busy. They got lots of different interviews to go through. And there are still changes being made. And you may have seen the Arizona Cardinals fired a bunch of guys in their front office, more on the business side, but the evaluation process is still underway. The other thing that's happening is that as guys get jobs elsewhere, and this is even guys who don't currently have gigs, but as they land in Atlanta, Seattle, Las Vegas, Tennessee, wherever there are job openings, those new coaches are likely to suck in people from other franchises, right? So you still have this domino effect where people are constantly moving around. You've even got guys who are currently in the playoffs who are interviewing for other jobs, like Ben Johnson, for instance. He's got interviews lined up both Friday and Saturday, and then he coaches on Sunday. It's a business. These guys know it's a business. We're talking 1 or 2 hours out of a day, theoretically. But yeah, even for guys who are currently getting ready to kick off in the biggest game of their lives in some cases. I mean, Ben Johnson, this is a huge opportunity for him. But first, he's got job interviews. I mean, you're talking about some real mental toughness and mental focus, and also trust from his coaching staff as well as his players that he will still be ready, willing, and able when they kick off against the Bucks. Poll is already up. The After Hours Game of the Week. What is it? The cool thing is there's only 4 games. No one can yell at us. You get to decide. I haven't even retweeted it yet, but I will right now. On our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then it's on my Twitter as too, A-Law Radio. I don't actually know which one is my choice for After Hours Game of the Week. There's some incredible storylines. From the fresh blood to the young teams with no experience to the we're not even supposed to be here teams. Not that they're saying that, but fan bases might be. To the big dogs. And then matchups that have history. Those are always fun too, like Chiefs and Bills, Packers, 49ers. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is rooting for the Packers as they try to avenge recent losses against the Niners in the postseason.
Bums.
What is the After Hours Game of the Week? Also on our Facebook page, named after the show, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Phone number 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I don't often do this, but I think it would be kind of fun. What bold prediction have you got for me? You know me, I don't do predictions. I think they're educated guesses, and actually a lot of the time they're not even educated. They're just guesses. They're more emotionally driven. But I would like to hear your bold predictions. I've seen some crazy ones. Usually I don't even have to ask. So maybe I don't. Maybe you'll just share them with me because you're generous out of the goodness of your heart. I do know that people get a little carried away this time of the year. But as much as some fans may talk a big game, man, there is definite trepidation, kind of that pit in your stomach. Because why? Well, look what happened to the Cowboys last week at home against the Green Bay Packers. Look what happened to the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending NFC champions. Even if they weren't playing the way that they had a year ago, still. It's any given Sunday, you all know that. Or in the case of the NFL, Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Monday, Tuesday every now and then. Why don't we throw in a Wednesday? It's urban sprawl, I tell you. So coming up at the top of next hour from the Bay Area, 49ers insider Tracy Sandler. We've actually never met in person, but she's been on the show a bunch. We're really excited to cross paths in Vegas for the first time meeting. Speaking of Vegas, I got this text message from Mark Singleton, the VP of Rudolph Foods, on Thursday afternoon. How many tickets do you need for the cigar party? As if I'm just supposed to know what he's talking about. Now, I do know what he's talking about. Would you all like to know what he's talking about? Whenever we bring up Rudolph Foods, well, it's Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds. And for those of you who listen on a regular basis, you know that Southern Recipe partners with Mike Ditka and the Gridiron Greats. And there's another name in there that you're probably familiar with, though we don't mention him quite as much, but Ron Jaworski, the Jaworski Foundation. And so Ron and Mike partner every year, and this will be the 14th annual VIP cigar party. This year, hosted by Brian Urlacher, and then Jaws himself. Exclusive red carpet event featuring premium cigars, signature cocktails, VIP celebrities. And it's at the, I'm assuming that's the Mandalay Bay logo. I don't actually know because I'm not great with Vegas. But is it the M with the slash through it? Jay's like, sure, that sounds good.
Sounds about right.
Well, just Google it, will you please? So, Jay, if today is Thursday, January 18th, and Jay's all excited, even before I read to him the deets of this particular party, that comes up in, Jerry, ready? It comes up in just 4 weeks. 1, 2, 3 weeks. Wow. 3 weeks from, did you just say wow? I love it. Are you really excited?
Oh, yeah.
3 weeks from tonight. Now, you can't be a fanboy. You can't. You can't. Because, no. So, Jay and I have had this conversation before. Very first time I took him on a press pass to a hockey game.
Oh, no.
Yes. It was the Islanders, and who are they playing?
The Rangers.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, so Isles Rangers.
Yeah, that was the first time. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Jay is a longtime Rangers fan. He and his dad share this passion that bubbles up from within. And sometimes the way that he expresses himself is less than professional, shall we say. And so here we are in the press area. Now, this is in a halo of sorts, so it's not in an enclosed area. It's an open-air press box. And it's part of the halo, means you're between the fans and also the boxes. Okay, so in a booth right behind us is the broadcast team for the New York Rangers. And they've got a crowd mic hanging down from their booth to capture the reaction of the fans. Not the reaction of Jay, but the reaction of the fans. And so I warn him, there will be no F-bombs. There will be no cheering. No, you'll get us kicked out if you are doing that. And I am not going to stump for you. I'm going to be like, hey, I'm sorry, I don't know him. He's just some dude I picked up on the way in here. He didn't know where he was going, and I thought, okay, I'll help you. And now he just kind of followed me around. So I told Jay, no, you cannot cheer. You cannot gesture. You cannot go, ah!
No emotes.
Yeah, no emoting. No fist pumps, nothing like that. Oh, it took a while before I could beat it out of Jay. And the looks could kill. Because, again, there's a crowd mic hanging down right behind us. So, Jay, are you prepared? Do you feel as though you can attend this party without your jaw dropping open and act like you've been there before?
In my defense, during the Ranger game, what happened in that first period?
There was a hat trick.
A natural hat trick. Andrew Kopp had 3 goals in the first period.
Doesn't matter.
It's human nature excited and emote. Even it was just a little.
You're not a fan, but you're not a fan. No, the
like
first
was,
couple times it was not a.
The first couple times.
Yes, the
come
first
on.
Couple times.
It was like a little. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh huh. Right. Okay. So here's the details, but you didn't answer my question.
Yes.
You are prepared.
I'm prepared.
I'll
be very, very cordial.
Oh, cordial's not the question. You're friendly. You're cordial. The question is whether or not you can refrain from appearing to be a fan.
No drooling?
No. I'm hoping you're not drooling over other men.
That is a good point.
That are dressed up and smoking cigars. That would be weird. Okay, so here we go. Kick off the biggest football weekend of the year with Jaws and Brian Urlacher. Oh, too bad Urlacher doesn't have a nickname that they'll put here in Las Vegas while supporting 2 great causes, the Jaws Youth Playbook and Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund. Wait a minute. We have to work later. I don't think you're allowed to smoke a cigar either. You're just going to have to suck it up.
Not a big cigar guy.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. Well, they might give you one.
In the right setting.
They
if
might
Brian
give
Urlacher
me
offers
one.
Me a cigar, I'm not going to say no.
No. Oh, Brian Urlacher does. Okay, well, let's hope that happens. This VIP cigar party features premium cigars, single malt scotch, also, which you're not allowed to partake in, because we have to work a few hours later, and many football celebrities in attendance throughout the evening. General admission tickets. Oh, so fans can buy tickets. That's not us. Entry to the red carpet event. Wait, are we going to walk the red carpet? I don't think that's a good idea. Oh, shoot. I wonder if I have to get a gown. Huh. We're going to have to figure out their dress code.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I have to get a gown, that requires a whole different suitcase. Okay. Entry to the red carpet event. Premium open bar. Again, we are not partaking. It doesn't matter. We're not partaking in that. Featuring blah, blah, blah. Don Julio, Crown Royal, Johnny Walker, la la. Food stations. Oh, there we go.
Stations.
Premium hors d'oeuvres. That's us. Premium hors d'oeuvres. I got so excited I couldn't even say it.
What kind of stations? Is there a specific? Or?
No specifics. Here we go. Cigars included. Featuring the industry's top brands. You might have to bring a cigar back to your dad. Is he a cigar person?
Not really.
Oh.
I have a best friend who loves cigars.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. Next birthday gift.
That's a good idea.
Opportunity to mix and mingle with celebrities in attendance. Oh, dear. Indoor-outdoor venue. Smoking is not permitted indoors. silent auction with one-of-a-kind sports memorabilia. Bid now. All guests must be 21 or older. You can upgrade your experience with a sponsorship package, which we're not doing. Let's see if we got a list of celebrities anywhere. Oh, would you like to know what the tickets cost?
Yeah.
Take a wild guess.
Let's see. Brian Urlacher. $500.
Yes.
Yeah?
You nailed it.
Wow, look at that.
$500. Now, here's the thing. We can only go for an hour. So we'd be paying $500 for an hour.
It's an expensive hour.
Okay. So that is a first for both of us. Now, I've been to Super Bowl parties in the past. In fact, when it was here in New York, I went to multiple parties. But I've never gone to the Ditka and Jaws Super Bowl VIP cigar party. I want to know which celebrities.
So Mandalay Bay, the logo, it's like the M. It kind of looks like a wave a little bit. Is that the one? Is that what we're looking at?
No, there's a line right through the M.
Like which way?
Like diagonally through the M.
No, I don't think it's the same
one. Oh, okay. Let's figure out where this puppy's hosted then. All right, let's go. Oh, I don't even know. What do I do? M logo?
Vegas hotel logos.
Las Vegas events. Vegas events. Hotels and resorts. Oh, it is the M Resort.
Oh, look at that.
They should not allow us in this party. Like, we should not be allowed to go to this party. Oh, goodness. Yes, it's the M Resort Spa Casino in Las Vegas. Yeah, I feel like this is not something that I should be allowed to attend. I'm going to be pretending for all that I'm worth. A boutique hotel, spa, and casino in Henderson, Nevada.
Henderson?
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we're going to have to get a ride. We're going to have to hitch a ride. Oh, it's gorgeous, though. We're going to have to hitch a ride. I don't even want to look and see what the different rooms cost. So anyway, if you would like to go, there's a ticket with your name on it. I didn't ask whether or not we're required to pay the $500 per. Should I just assume it's a gift?
I think we'll go with
that. You think? Just assume it's a gift.
Just walking like we own the place.
Oh, no. So I obviously got a ticket for you because Mark said to me in the text, how many tickets? So I was thinking, well, of course Jay and I are going. And then I thought, okay, do I take the hubs?
I think Bob would like to go.
Yeah, so Bob is also getting a ticket. This could be the last time he ever goes to an event with me where we're again, there's no jaws agape.
Who are you more worried about?
Mouths agape. Well, he probably won't know who's even there. So I'm not worried about him really because he'll just kind of be quiet and escort me around.
Who's that guy? That's Brian Urlacher. Oh.
What are the chances you and I don't even recognize the people who are there?
I mean, if that's there.
I know that this party is frequently attended by Hall of Famers. So that's kind of the deal. As Mike Ditka, he and Jaws attract quite the celebrities from the football world. So there will be a lot of Hall of Famers there. Mark's told me stories before where they walk around in their gold jackets. Ooh. So that'll be fun.
That's pretty cool.
So that'll be our last night before we do the show. We'll have three shows from Las Vegas, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. We will be there hosting the show from our Vegas affiliate, though we will be on Radio Row during the daytime. And one of these four teams from the AFC will be there. The Bills, the Chiefs, the Texans, the Ravens. One of these four teams, the Packers, the Niners, the Buccaneers, the Lions, will be there from the NFC. You guys, we're getting so close down to the nitty-gritty. If you have any recommendations for Jay and I as we pretend to rub elbows with celebrities without losing our marbles or looking like dodos, that would be certainly welcome. I mean, I figure if I can interview Troy Aikman and have people standing in a huge circle around us, staring at us and taking photos, I can handle this.
I think so.
Except Mike Ditka is amazing. I know Jaws because I worked with him at my previous network. I don't know Ditka, so this will be fun. Are you excited?
Oh, I can't wait. I don't know any of them, so yeah.
Are you going to walk up and introduce yourself?
We'll see.
Hi, yeah. My name is Jay.
Hi.
Are you going to go with Jay or James?
Oh, gosh. Probably Jay.
You think?
We'll see how formal it is. If it's like a really classy, I might have to go with James just for like the setting. But
should I introduce the Hubs as Bob? Just so we stick with the incognito.
Would he like that?
No. Well, I don't. I think he would laugh, but it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't matter. None of those people are gonna have any idea who I am. Mark Singleton, you, Bob, and Jaws will be the only people who have any idea who I am. So it's okay. We get to blend and be flies on the wall. The proverbial flies on the wall. Are you going to snap photos on your phone and like hold your phone down near your hip?
No. I don't do that. I'm not only really because I'm not good at it. I've tried. Okay. I'm not sneaky like that.
So are you going to take photos then?
If the opportunity presents, yeah.
All right. Sure. With people or of people?
Oh, well, with, preferably. Right. I'm a little less creepy, but. Well,
I don't do well with asking people for photos. I love them, but I'm not good. I get very intimidated by asking people for anything other than an interview, right? And actually, Mark said that if we wanted to, we could set up there and do interviews.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that would be cool. But do you really want to work, though?
Depends.
On?
The vibe, the room.
Oh, okay.
But there's like a big buzz. Maybe it'd be like a cool setting for like one or two, but.
We just do our show from there.
Just do the whole thing.
Why not? At midnight, they'll kick us out. We'll be like, okay, show's over.
Yeah, you guys can go. We're going to stay. We'll clean up.
We've got a couple hours left. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, have got any advice for walking the red carpet? I've done it one time in my life. That was in an award show. This is completely different. I think I'm going to skip that part. I want to make Jay walk. What a great. You'd walk the red carpet?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Sure.
Or with Bob?
Bob wants to join me, even better.
You and Bob can be besties.
I'm sure we're going to hit it off.
Oh, you absolutely are. You absolutely are. This is going to be great. Okay, so we got to get ready for this. 3 weeks from tonight, we have to pretend to be really cool.
We do. Yeah. It's
we got to work on that. We got to start that right now.
I was going to say pretend, but then I was like, maybe we do.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I feel like he's done a tremendous job, you know, everything that, you know, I guess all things, you know, in consideration. It's kind of hard. A lot of, you know, media, you know, people against you, all the outside noise, and I think he did a really good job. I mean, he helped me a lot, you know, with my career, and I feel like, you know, I learned a lot with him.
I've had the season that I've had because of him. This team's had the success that they've had because of him. And I understand it's about winning the Super Bowl, and that's the standard of the league and damn sure the standard of this place.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voices of Jordan Lewis and then Dak Prescott endorsing Mike McCarthy to remain as the head coach of the Cowboys, and that's exactly what Jerry Jones chose to do. And he released a statement on Wednesday evening. We haven't heard his voice yet, but we now have heard from Mike McCarthy about what was an extensive meeting with Jones following their, we'll call it embarrassing, loss to the Packers last weekend.
Long meeting. I think we went probably a little bit past 3 hours. We talked about a number of topics. I mean, the first topic was obviously the disappointment of the ending of the season. You know, went through all the layers of that. Then we talked about, you know, pretty much everything in the football program.
Okay, but what we really want to know is how much was about the disappointment and how much was about what happens next.
We went the whole course, you know. Went back through, you know, things that we felt, you know, may have factored. And like I said, The disappointment component had a lot of layers to it, so we went through all those layers, and then we, you know, talked about personnel and coaches and everything involved, so business affairs, and so like I said, it was a long, productive conversation.
I know there are a lot of Cowboys fans who are disappointed, who believe that Mike McCarthy is not the best man for the job, that in the biggest games. Now, remember, he's a Super Bowl winning head coach. People point to Bill Belichick, who obviously has six. No one has more than that. People point to Mike Vrabel, younger, fresh blood. What about a Jim Harbaugh? Blah, 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 on and on. But the team is thriving under McCarthy. They just have not performed well for the most part in the postseason. So then, with the backing of Jerry Jones and that job security, how does he feel emotionally? Is there some relief?
This is what I do. You know, it's tough, no doubt about it. I think when you have the opportunity to sit down and talk to every player, every coach, that's what Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday was, and then really shifted from the player exit interviews right up to, you know, the conversation with Jerry. To say it's not emotional would, of course it is. I think it's being Captain Obvious. But, yeah, the family part of it is the only part that concerns me. Everything else is I have great confidence in, you know, who I am as a man and, you know, who I am as a coach. But the personal part of it is a challenge.
Heading into his fifth season, he's got a year left on his contract. And, of course, similar to, say, Mike Tomlin, he was asked about that final year and how you approach it when you're lame duck. Not that that was the phrase that they used, but I characterize it like that.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, and I've been asked this for 20 years or ever how long those questions pertain. I've never talked about a player's contract. Coach's contract. I mean, I'm not going to start today, but I will say I am very confident in the direction, and I like where we are, you know, as far as moving forward. So I'm very confident where I am.
He and Mike Tomlin said a lot of the same things. Not so much from Tomlin about the team is poised, on the edge, we've got all the tools we need, which is something that we heard from McCarthy. We're there. We just have to put it together. Tomlin not speaking in those particular terms, but also speaking about how confident he is as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Certainly disappointment over the way that the Cowboys finished, and he said the same thing. Mike Tomlin used the word sucks a bunch of times, so you'll hear from him coming up. But what gives McCarthy any sense that these Cowboys have more in them?
We have established a championship program. It's just not the world championship yet. We know how to win. We know how to train to win. We have the right people. But we have not crossed the threshold winning playoff games. And it's extremely disappointing to be sitting here talking about it. But I know how to win. And we will get over that threshold. I have total confidence in it. And that's why I'm standing here today.
So that was his way of putting it, the confidence. Listen to Mike Tomlin, because he just has a different way about his press conferences, communications.
51 years of life. I mentioned that, I think, in this setting earlier. I'm not lacking confidence in my ability to do the job. While at the same time, there's frustration because I want that confetti for this group. And so whatever we got to do it, whatever changes need to be made, I'm open to it.
Such a difference between men and women. I'm 51 years old. He just out and says it. I'm 51 years old. I've lived a lot of life. I got a lot of confidence in myself. All right, then. Let's get that off the table. You'll hear more from Mike Tomlin coming up. But one more from Mike McCarthy, because he was asked, why should fans trust him moving forward?
I believe that the direction, you know, the leadership, everything is in place. And I'm not very comfortable talking about myself, but I came here to win a championship. I didn't come here to get another contract or anything other than that. I came to Dallas to win the world championship, and that's why I'm standing here. And buy into us.
Buy into us. That's a good drop. Hopefully the hearts of Cowboys fans did not drop by into us. We haven't officially heard anything from Philadelphia, but I don't expect any type of a change. Just the reaction from the players themselves in their exit interviews. Now, Jay seems to differ on this fact because he kind of felt like with the Cowboys, the longer there was silence, the more that meant that McCarthy could get the axe. Marco Belletti's here in studio. What do you think about Philadelphia since we now have Dallas question answered?
I still feel like they will probably give Sirianni another year. I think they're still trying to figure it out, though, because it's a little bit different. Dallas was a bitter disappointment, but it was in one fell swoop, and it was like a punch to the face. This Philly thing has been going on for a long time, so if they didn't realize...
Wait, what's been going on for a long time?
They've lost 6 out of 7, and you can see the train rolling off the tracks.
You mean the last month and a half?
Yeah, and it wasn't an accident. Like, it wasn't where you were watching the Bucs game and you were stunned. I think a lot of us were stunned when we saw the Cowboys getting beat up by the Packers. Because you thought, I mean, that was a game that they should have won.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles walked into that Monday night playoff game with, I don't know, maybe they can get it back. So I think that it was a little bit longer. So I feel like the conversation should have been had by now. And I feel like they should have known what they wanted to do. The Jerry Jones thing was more of a, again, punch to the face where another disappointment. What are we doing? And it was a conversation they had to have that day as opposed to for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, I think that we get so emotional after playoff losses. And as you point out, it wasn't a massive surprise. Maybe more how lopsided it was and the fact that the Buccaneers were able to score relatively easily. So that part, sure.
Yeah, but the Eagles didn't show? Yeah.
But not the Eagles losing. I mean, they weren't even the home team in that game. So
no,
that part I get. The part that I think, is, as you point out, that's surprising is how quickly they went from 10-1 to out, to OUT, you're out.
Right. And again, but it's not a surprise that they lost to the game because of the way the last couple of months have been.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, when you step back and you go, the Eagles lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs, that should be an alarm because you are uber talented compared to what the Bucs have. And they didn't just beat you.
Poor Baker.
They
beat up all
really
over the place.
They dominated you.
They did.
That game was over. It felt like two series in. You could see the Philly was looking around. They had that look on their face for the last 6-7 weeks. What the hell is wrong? That's the problem. It's not that you lost. Sometimes it's not, well, you go, well, how can you win every game? I know, but it's how you lose. It's how you perform. It's how you're unprepared for the moment. That was the problem for the Eagles.
So we're waiting on Philadelphia. I don't expect a change. Some people still are clamoring it for it to happen, but at the very least, we know Dallas and we know Pittsburgh. Again, much to the chagrin of a vocal segment of Steelers Nation that is desperate for a change, but it's not on this day. What is the after-hours game of the week? Marco, I'm going Packers-Niners, though this is my favorite weekend of football, and I've already warned the Hubs. Date night's Friday. Don't mess with Saturday or Sunday, in a manner of speaking. You can watch football with me, though, if you like.
I think the game that I'm the most intrigued, I think, is the Bills and the Chiefs, just to see if mm-hmm. the Bills could get over the hump. The game that is the sneaky best game for me and the one that I'm looking forward to the most, Texans and Baltimore. I'm all in on Houston. I am completely all in. And I'm a little concerned with Baltimore getting this team. It's going to walk in with zero pressure. You know, it's a playoffs. It's a they know that they're on house money, and they know that they got a ton of confidence. And C.J. Stroud is not only that good, he's also young enough that he doesn't get it. And Baltimore has all the pressure in the world, and they're off the bye week. It's great to heal up, but it also maybe takes you a couple seconds to get going. And if you get going and the Texans are jump all over you, that home crowd turns against you and it becomes anxious and it's different. So I'm really looking forward to that game.
All right. That's the first one, actually. Texans-Ravens kicks off on 4:30. on Saturday at 4:30 Eastern time, which is 4:30 Baltimore time, so 3:30 for Houston fans. And then it's Packers-Niners that comes up in the second half of that doubleheader. We've got the poll up on Twitter, After Hours CBS. It's a healthy poll already. Lots of early votes coming in. Also on our Facebook page and top of the hour, Tracy Sandler from the Bay Area to talk about the Niners coming off of their bye week. But Mike Tomlin, I suck, it sucks, we all suck. We didn't quite say it like that, but there was a lot of sucks in his press conference. And some humor, because he's cool.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I want to play for Mike T. It was huge in my contract talks. I don't want to play for anybody other than Mike T. You guys understand and see in the way that I talk about how much I respect and appreciate him as a coach, as a man, as a leader. And that's my endorsement for him.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of TJ Watt said this on last night's show, and that's obviously a ringing endorsement from TJ, one of the best players in the NFL. Forget offense or defense. If you're the Rooney family and TJ Watt says to you, hey, I don't want to play for anyone other than Mike T. And during exit interviews, whether or not the front office and the ownership takes into account or takes the advice of or listens to the players about who they want to coach or doesn't want to coach, still the input is there. And that's what exit interviews are all about, to try to get the pulse and the temperature of a locker room from the players. And so if you hear a TJ Watt saying, oh yeah, I love Mike T. That was part of the reason that I signed a contract. I don't want to play for anyone other than Mike T. Well, that goes a long way with the Rooney family. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, the last we saw of Mike Tomlin before Thursday was the side of his head as a reporter brought up his contract and he walked off the podium.
Good afternoon. In a little better mood today, man. Anybody got any contract questions? I'll say this. I certainly could have handled that situation better than I did, but I'll also say this. I just believe there's a time and place for everything, and post-game press conferences are probably not the place to address contract issues and things of that nature. It's just a very individual thing. And on game day, I doubt any of us are in that mindset. Certainly, I am not.
I'm in a better mood today, but we need that as a drop, Producer Jay.
Good afternoon.
I'm in a better mood today. He did have a smile on his face, too. If you haven't seen it, just a kind of a sly, little bit playful, mischievous smile on the face of Mike Tomlin. But don't for a second think that means he's over the loss or he's fine with the fact that the Steelers were ousted by Buffalo.
It all sucks. It does. It's not degrees of suck. It all sucks. I'd rather be working. The thought of going to Mobile turns my stomach. Not that I dislike Mobile, but I know what it's like when you're working and you're not in Mobile. It's a really good feeling to be in that tournament as the road gets narrow and to be living out the things that you aspired to live out over the last 12 months. And so it's not us, and it sucks.
I told you he used that word a bunch. Turns my stomach.
It all sucks.
So he went from good afternoon. I'm in a much better mood today. Well, why'd you have to bring that up? It all sucks.
And it sucks.
I can understand as much as the pain might not be quite so fresh. The wound might not be so open and exposed. And there is some closure, if you want to use that word, to having this whole contract talk, contract question be addressed and hopefully put behind him. At the same time, he's standing there in front of a microphone, not talking about a game, but talking about his future, as in the offseason has already arrived. But yeah, he's got no qualms, nor does he have any, it seems like, any room for doubt about his tenure in Pittsburgh.
Yes, I expect to be back, and I would imagine that those contract things are going to run their course, man. Art and I have a really good, transparent relationship. We communicate continually, often. I don't imagine it's going to be an issue, and I imagine it's going to get done in a timely manner at the appropriate time. But, you know, my mindset is to coach this football team, certainly.
And the reports are that in addition to him coaching out or coaching into the final year of his contract, that they should be working on a contract extension. Not that you would expect to hear that from him. Do you know something that dawned on me recently? I heard someone else mention it. And I was like, yeah, we have no idea how much money he makes as the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's how much they keep it under wraps. Same thing with Belichick and the Patriots. They never talked about that. We didn't even know he signed a contract extension last year. Okay, so here are the questions, though, about quarterback. Kenny Pickett?
There will be competition. There's always competition in this thing. We don't anoint anyone. Man, I'm appreciative of his efforts and where he is and excited about continuing to work with him. But certainly, he will be challenged from a competition perspective moving forward. Competition brings the best out in all of us.
All right. Well, what does that mean about Mason Rudolph, who obviously is facing his own uncertain future, as he told us?
He is a free agent, and it is free agency. And so we'll see where that leads us.
Huh. He is a free agent, and it is free agency. I love that. You know what? He doesn't bother to mince words.
Good afternoon.
Well, that's not true. Sometimes he does, in fact, use the flowery language. We're so appreciative. Sometimes we get flowery Mike Tomlin. But yesterday, not so much. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.